And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 22nd of February, 2013. It's the birthday of George Washington, first president of the United States, born Westmoreland County, Virginia, 1732, whose favorite foods were mashed sweet potatoes with coconut, string beans with mushrooms, cream of peanut soup, salt cod, and pineapples. According to John Adams, Washington lost all but one of his teeth by cracking Brazilian nuts between them and got dentures made out of a hippopotamus tusk, which would fit over his one remaining real tooth, but the dentures were always rubbing against that tooth and he was constantly in pain, which he used opium to alleviate. He snored loudly in his sleep, and instead of wearing a powdered wig, as others did, he put powder on his own hair. He was not good at spelling. He had a slight speech impediment, and so his inaugural address was very, very short. 133 words, took about 90 seconds to deliver. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote, "My candle burns at both ends. It will not last the night. But ah, my foes, and oh, my friends, it gives a lovely light." Edna St. Vincent Millay, born Rockland, Maine, 1892, lived the bohemian life in Greenwich Village and wrote, "Safe upon the solid rock the ugly houses stand. Come and see my shining palace built upon the sand." Here's a poem for today by Tony Hoagland, entitled Honda Pavarotti. I'm driving on the dark highway when the opera singer on the radio opens his great mouth and the whole car plunges down the canyon of his throat. So the night becomes an aria of stars and exit signs as I steer through the galleries of one dilated Italian syllable after another. I love the passages in which the rich flood of the baritone strains out against the walls of the esophagus, and I love the pauses in which I hear the tenor's flesh labor to inhale enough oxygen to take the next plummet up into the chasm of the violins. In part of the song, it sounds as if the singer is being squeezed by an enormous pair of tongs while his head and legs keep kicking. In part of the song, it sounds as if he is standing in the middle of a coliseum swinging a 300-pound lion by the tail. The empire of gravity conquered by the empire of aerodynamics, the citadel of pride in flames, and the citizens of weakness celebrating their defeat in chorus. Joy and suffering made one at last, joined in everything a marriage is alleged to be, though I know the woman he is singing for is dead in a foreign language on the stage beside him, though I know his chain mail is made of silver-painted plastic and his mismanagement of money is legendary, as I know I have squandered most of my own life in a haze of trivial distractions, and that I will continue to waste it. But wherever I was going, I don't care anymore, because no place I could arrive at is good enough for this thing made out of experience, but to which experience will never measure up, and that dark and soaring fact is enough to make me renounce the whole world or fall in love with it forever." A poem, Honda Pavarotti, by Tony Hoagland from his collection Donkey Gospel, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.